Establishment panic, German vice chancellor blames Putin for farmer protests, media brands protests as far right. By Kurt Sindelke on January 9, 2024. In a full-blown panic, the German political and media establishment has attempted to denigrate the farmer uprising against the globalist government in Berlin as a creation of Vladimir Putin and fomented by the so-called far right. Thousands of farmers began a week-long revolt on Monday in response to anti-farmer policies from the leftist government of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, with slow-moving tractors, trucks and other vehicles being used to bring the country to a halt. The German government has a budget black hole to solve, and while some areas of spending are enjoying massive boosts, like underwriting the war in Ukraine, domestic spending cuts and tax hikes are going ahead. Among them are ending green tax exemptions for farming vehicles and scaling back agricultural subsidies, sparking outrage among the German farming community who have warned that the government's policies threaten the very survival of the industry. Rather than treat the concerns of the farmers with dignity, the political establishment has chosen instead to attempt to tarnish the rural revolt as being a creation of nefarious forces. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck, who was personally protested against by farmers last week, claimed that Russia was seeking to instigate the protests. Social media campaigns, some of which are paid for by Putin, in which you present yourself as a victim in order to justify violence against people and things, political programs that advocate overthrow or even repopulation and always blame others, right-wing radicals who use the protective space of freedom to abolish it. We cannot tolerate that, Habeck said for broadcaster NTV. Despite the apparently broad political base of farmers involved in the action, the legacy media in Germany has also attempted to brand the protests as being tied to the far right. Although the farmers have drawn support from centrist political figures, including Christian Democratic Union, CDU, party leader Friedrich Merz, state-owned media Deutsche Welle proclaimed on Monday that Germany's far-right exploits farmers' protests. Highlighting the backing of the populist right-wing Alternative for Germany, AfD, party, which has surged in the polls to one of the top parties in the country, surpassing all of the three parties that comprise the coalition government, DW not only branded the party as far-right, a label the party rejects, but also openly compared it to the Nazi regime of Adolf Hitler. For years, the AfD has used every possible issue to protest against the German federal government, such as rallying against the controversial measures to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Observers are concerned that the current farmers' protests could be exploited for the anti-democratic goals of right-wing extremists, the publicly funded broadcaster wrote. While liberal elements in Germany have often branded the AfD as anti-democratic, the governing Social Democratic Party, SPD, of Chancellor Scholz has argued as recently as last week that the surging populist party should be banned outright. It has been argued banning the second-place polling party in Germany is necessary to protect democracy. Completing a trifecta of Bukemen to blame for farmers rising up against the government, German media also threw a conniption about billionaire ex-owner Elon Musk expressing his support for the farmers as well as criticizing the international media for a lack of attention on the protests, which prompted front-page articles from Germany's leading newspaper Die Welt and the regional Berliner Zeitung devoting front-page articles on Musk's tweets in support of the farmers. The first day of the protests was almost entirely peaceful, with the apparent exception of a member of the public ramming their car into a protester while trying to drive on the sidewalk to get around a tractor blockade. Over 500 tractors and other vehicles blocked off the central 17th of June Street in Berlin between the famed Brandenburg Gate and the Victory Column. Meanwhile, police estimated that approximately 5,500 tractors surrounded Munich on Monday, blocking off entrances to the city. A further 1,000 tractors and trucks formed a 12-mile-long convoy along the motorway into Mainz, the capital of the Rhineland-Palatinate state. Other demonstrations were held in cities such as Bremen, Düsseldorf, and Hamburg. Despite the revolt, the government said that it would not be willing to make any meaningful changes towards its planned subsidy cuts and tax hikes on farmers, with the government spokesman saying, "There are no considerations within the government to change anything. In the end, a government has to decide and has to lead the way, and that can't always be to everyone's satisfaction." Follow Kurt Sindelke on X, follow @KurtSindelke or email to sindelke@breitbart.com.